Yud Beis Elul, 27th of August, Rabbi Zalman Krasnow, Black September, Turbulence and General Anesthesia. I wanted to hear from you.
We'll begin with a Maisa. On September the 6th, 1970, there was a flight from Frankfurt to New York, which had originated in Eretz Israel, and some of the who's who in Jewish history was on that flight. Rav Huttner was on that flight, together with his daughter, Revitzin David, and her husband, Shivas Pachad Yitzhak, Gainis and David. And not so long before that, King Hussein of Jordan had declared military rule in response to a coup d'etat that the Palestinians had tried to overthrow his government. And he was matzliach in suppressing and quashing that coup d'etat. And he kicked all the Palestinians out of his country, and he killed many of them, something that sounds such a ridiculous concept. And because of that, the Palestinians started an organization group called Black September to inflict terror upon the world. A short 2-3 years thereafter, they disbanded that unit because it's the Genig terrorism, Tzumachan, and Eretz Israel, we don't need to focus on the rest of the world. So on September 6th, 1970, TWA flight from Frankfurt to New York, Black September hijacks the plane, and Rav Huttner is one of the hostages. And they kept them on the plane, the goyim they had released, and a week later they sent the women and children to Cyprus, and just the remaining from any Jewish-looking person was on the plane. Actually, Rav Huttner was isolated, and only on September 26th were they then released to Cyprus. So he was actually in isolation until September 18th by himself. They realized that they had some schar aboard with them. And on the 26th of September, they released them to Cyprus. Menachem Parush flew from Eretz Yisrael to go see Rav Huttner, and he said that Rav Huttner had lost, in those couple days, 20 kilo. And on the 20th of September, they arranged a flight via Europe back home to New York. Rav Huttner arrives in the airport to a delegation of the Mayatzes Gedolei HaTorah of America, Rav Moshe Feinstein, and the like. And B'roi V'am, the Yeshiva Baruchim, were told to come. He made He then continued his journey onward to his house in Brooklyn. And outside his house in Brooklyn, he made a second Baruch HaGoymel L'chayom Tovah Shemalani Kol Tov. His yeshiva, Yeshiva Sevenu Chaim Berlin, not that far away, when he went for the Kabbalah's Panim in his yeshiva, a third time he made a bracha, HaGoymel L'chayom Tovah Shemalani Kol Tov. And this is all in Erev Rosh Hashanah. When he got his aliyah on Rosh Hashanah, a fourth time, he made a bracha, Adon L'chayim Tov V'Hashem Malani Kol Tov. So is told a story. What is this bracha of Gomel? So there's a Gemara in Brachas, Daf Nun Dalet, Amid Beis, Arba'a Tzrichim L'Hoydos. Four people need to give Haydah Ta'akad Shvaruch Hu with a specific bracha. What are those? L'chaber in Simen Reish Yutas, brings this halacha, birkas haydoas hayachid, arba tzrichim vahaydois, yordei hayom, seafarers, kisha'olu mimenu when they come out of the ocean of their journey. V'holchei midbarios, kishyagil liyisha, people that are traveling through the desert, when they reach a yishuv inhabitant. V'mi yisha hayachodim, nesrapa, somebody who was sick and was healed. Somebody who was imprisoned in jail and was released. The simonach, very interesting, the machaber brings a simon. V'chol ha'chayim yoidu chasela. Chayim is Rosh Hashanah, chavosh yisurim yom midbar. So, let's understand what's going on. So the Talmid Master Huttner, what's this four brachas? So supposedly he explained that there are four mechayvim in this bracha, and I had all four of these chiyuvim. Number one, I was yared hayam, because I had taken a flight over the ocean. Number two, halchem idbarios, we landed in the desert in Jordan when the Black September hijacked us. Number three, I lost 20 kilo. I was deathly ill during this hijacking. I didn't have what to eat, and he developed some sort of virus, apparently. And fourthly, in the most postulate, I was a chavush beves hasurim that was hijacked v'yatsa. So all four mechayvim of goyimel I had, therefore I made four separate brachas. So let's discuss. Obviously, we understand that he was a halchem idbarios, and he was a chodesh nesrapa, and chodesh beis asurim. But let's discuss the first mechayiv, that flight of his over the ocean that he said required a bracha of goyimel. So we'll begin with an igros maisha. Maisha in Arachayim Chelik Beis Simin Nuntas in the year Toshin Chav Gimel writes the following shaila: whether or not somebody goes on an airplane has to bench goyimel. And he quotes the aforementioned Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Dalet and the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Yutes. And he says as follows: why is it that when somebody goes on a boat in the ocean, they have to bench goyimel? So he says that there's a fundamental difference between being on dry land and being in the water. When you're on dry land, so wherever you're traveling, there, if something will happen, you're on dry land, you're in safe hands. Avu b'svino shuvu al amayim, when you're on a boat in the water, hari etzam ha'alicha hu inyan sakana, shetzarech linatzal mimena. The actual fact that you're going in the water is a sakana. The habemayim iav shalichis, one can't live on the water, elas man mashahu, for only a short bit of time. B'lei ha'tzalasa me'amayim ayidei shenimtza b'svino. The fact that this person finds himself on the boat, that's what saves him from the currents and the waves of the ocean. Zakir Masha. Ulochain. Kivan she'iru lefa'amim she'miskalkelas asfina. Sometime the boat breaks down. V'nimtza she'en ha'atzala brura. So tzorech lahoida is ulovarech ha'goyimol. Zakir Masha. Since the boat could break down, and the boat is what is saving you from the oceans, so you have to bench goyimol. Imkein kol she'kein be'airplane she'gorua mimayim. It's much worse than water. Sha'af rega echad, even for 1 minute, ain yochaliyah is ba'avir. A person can't be in the sky. Shavadai sheyeshivatsay be'airplane hu ha'atzala. The kivan she'ira lepa'amim she'mekalkel airplanes, and sometimes there's engine failure. Harinami nimtza she'en ha'atzala brura shalachin yishle lahoydeis be'birchas ha'gayim. So Rav Moshe compares flying on a plane to going in a ship. Later on in the Tshuva he says that there's no chiluk whether or not you're flying over the ocean or if you're flying over dry land. He says it's a davar pashut to him that there's no chiluk, even though he has heard that some have said you only make a bracha when you're over the ocean, he disagrees. And that is the shita of Rav Moshe. Rav Shlomo Zalman, likewise, in Halicha Shlomo, Perek Chav Gimel, Ha'ishei, says the same halacha of Rav Moshe. He says, "Al nesiyah b'matos, if somebody's flying on a plane, mevarchem ha'goymel, ki hatisa yesh basakana. The flight is a sakana. V'haminig levarach af im loy avru me'al hayom. Even if you didn't pass over the water, the minig is to bench." So we have Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman. On the other hand, we have the Chazon Ish quoted in Orchus Rabbeinu Chelak Aleph Ois Kuf Gimel. And the Satmar Rebbe as well, who hold, like Rav Moshe Bavarned, that only over a body of water does one bench goymel, and not over dry land. And perhaps their understanding that the lamdas is that when you're flying over the ocean, so mali svina shavavir, that is really where you'd be in the water. So therefore, you have to bench goymel midin over yamin, but not under the general sakana of flying. Now we'll see at the end of Siman Reish Yutes, there's a machlokes between the Sfaradim and the Ashkenazim. Is it dafka these four people that have to make a bracha, or it's any sakana? And on the other side of the spectrum, we have the Brisker Rav and the Chabina Rav and Rabbi Arlo Belzer, who say that one does not bench Gomel under any flying scenario. It doesn't make a difference, Yam or Yabasha. So we have all possibilities. We have Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman who say that one has to bench in all scenarios. We have the Risker of the Shevinah of Rav Al Belzer who say that one never makes a bracha. And then we have in the middle the Chazon Ish and the Satmar Rebbe. It's interesting, obviously the Brisker Rav is not brought down any of the Brisker Rav Svarim, but the Strasburger of the Kinyan Torah, he writes in Chelek Aleph, Simen Tazayin Ois Gimel, that he was in Switzerland and he went to ask the Brisker Rav whether or not one benches Goymel when one takes a flight. And the Brisker Rav told him, you know that I don't paskin these type of things, but you should know that I arrived yesterday from Schweiz and I haven't benched Goymel. So figure it out from there. So everybody has their own minig, and yesh lahem al milismach. The shalal is as follows. Even according to the shittas that hold that one has to bench goymel, it's a davar pashit that somebody else could be mitzi with a bracha. And that is its own sif in Simin Reish Yukas, in which the mechaber says that if somebody makes a bracha, and in Berech Achal HaGoymel, it's a Sif Hei, La'atzmai. Someone made a Goymel for himself. V'niskavim ha'itzi es chaveiro, he has kavon to ma'itzi his friend. V'shama chaveiro v'kiven latzis, yotza afilu b'lei anias amin. Kiven shamavarech, gam ken chayiv, yotza acher b'lei anias amin. Like all other brachas, somebody could be ma'itzi you. So, this week, if you, by leaning, after Kriyas HaTorah, about 30-40 people get up from the holiday, and they start benching Goymel, really, that's problematic. Because we have Machlekes HaPoiskim, whether or not one makes a bracha at all. So, the fact that Rav Moshe has Machlekes with the Brisker Rav, whether or not one should bench Goymel at all, perhaps will make it Sofik brachas. Okay, but nonetheless, everybody has their own minig. If you're minig and your Rav tells you you should bench Goymel, like the first Shita, so you can bench Goymel. But if there's 30 other people that have to go and bench Goymel, be a chacham, you don't bench Goymel, and have him be mitzi you, and then you save yourself from a suffix bracha levatala. It also happens to be a tircha letzibur when 30-40 people get up to make a Goymel. But really, in halacha, there's no makam for 30-40 people. So some want to say that since it's arbat zichon lahaydus, it's like a carbon taidus, so you have to give your own idol, but you see from the mechaber, clearly, that Reuven can be yaitzi shimin, there's no inyan bedafka, that person has to express his own Taida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and make a Goymel, really one person should make a bracha and should be mitzi everybody else. So, what's Pshat? Okay, the Brisker Rav was coming from a halacha. The Kleis Magor Rebbe said Pshat in Rabbi Arlo Belzer's Hakpada not to bench Goymel. And he explained that Rabbi Arlo Belzer didn't want that the flight should be considered a sakana. He didn't want that Klap Nishmaya, this should be called a sakana. Therefore, he paskined on this world, that you don't have to bench Goymel. The Mela, it's not a sakana. So in him, it's also not a sakana. That's what the Kleis Magor Rebbe said was Pshat in Rabbi Arlo Belzer. There's a Maram Shik who says that in Parshas Kiseitse, preceding a leap year, which is this Shabbos, one should have in mind when we lay in Maftir to be Yoitza Parshas Zohar. And the Maram Shik explains because every 12 months, there's a mitzvah say daraisa of mitzvah zechiras lechias amalek, and 12 months will have gone by from the last time you lay in zachar till the next time you lay in zachar. So he says, parashas kiseitze, mirtz Hashem. This Shabbos you have in mind by maftir to be yotza mitzvah of zachar. Could stand be ma'ir that the Maram Shik says that he heard this from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer in Shuvis in Even no Ezra, Chelik Aleph, Simon Kufiyotah, says Mamash Pumfakar from this Vara. He says that you don't have to. Okay, but the Maram Shik himself is enough of a source. The Satmar Rebbe said that you don't have to. Why? Because if Chazawar Koyveya, that Tavshan Ayin Vav, is going to be a Shnas Muberes, a leap year, so now the Shir Shikha, which is normally 12 months, changes into 30 months. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mishab himself in the Teva to the way that Chazal HaKaveh Dalachis. So if Chazal said that in this coming year there's 13 months, so now 13 months becomes a Shir Shikha. So he disagrees with the Chassam Sofer. So practical application this week of this concept that the Kleis Magor Rebbe is saying that the Ra'ar Lavel said don't bench Goymel because he doesn't want to make it into a Sakana. Because you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chav Yachal, is Mishab himself to our Pesach. The problem is that in the Mishnah Berurah on Siman Reish Yutet, Sif Katan Hey, says as follows. I'm sorry, Sif Katan Gimel. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Kasvu Achrayim. The Mishnah is Chayiv Arbatan. Somebody was Mechuyiv in all four Agaymels. Einei Mivarech Ki Im Bracha Achas Lekulan. He only makes one bracha for all. So Kasha, in our story, here we have Ravotner, Maisa Adam Gadol, who made four Gaymels. The Mishnah Berurah clearly says not like that. So we're in a little bit of a quandary. It would have been a nice little tario that each Gaymel is its own Mechayiv, so one can't patter up the other. So I have a friend who learns in Yeshivas Pachad Yitzchak, who ate by Rabbi and David last Friday night. So I called him up. I said, ask Rabbi Yonasan. So he gets to the Friday night Suda, and he asks the Yeshiva, Rabbi Yonasan, my friend's giving a shir, started the entire way, and the story of the Rotner doesn't clap with the Mishnah Berurah. So Rabbi Yonasan tells him, beautiful tarets. You know what he says? The story never happened. Shaker v'chazov. They got hijacked. Rav Hunter only made one Gaimel. He got off the plane in the airport. I don't know if it was Newark or JFK or LaGuardia. He got off the plane. Maybe those days it was still Idlewild. He got off the plane. He benched Gaimel. That was the one and only Gaimel that he made was in the terminal in the airport. He didn't then bench in his house in Yeshiva by his Aliyah. He only made one Gaimel. So this Kash is Ganford. Well, the Meister Shoyah came on this guy. Comes along. There was a minion there. The Yeshiva Bacham and the Matzah still came to greet him. And it's unclear to me. It sounded like he said that Rav Moshe told Rav Hutner that now was the Kabbalah's pun and now will be the biggest Rebuk Fight Shemaim, so you should bench now. But there is a halacha Reish Yutet that really you should do it by Kriyas HaTorah. In Tshuvas V'Hanhagos Chelek Aleph, Siman Kuf, Tzadik Gimel, Rav Moshe Shternbach, in being Masber, the shittas of the paiskim who hold that one should not bench Gaimel, writes as follows. The reason why they're not making a bracha, Rabbi Shtaymuch, nira, shetzvichim lahoidoi, slimi shehirgi shahaya bitzara dafka. Somebody has to feel that he was in a tzara. Shal zeh nemar, this is what the pasuk says, vayizaku el Hashem batzar lehem, im yitzu kaseyem yatzilem. Definitely the guy sitting in business or first, actual premium economy, you don't feel a sakana when you're on the plane. He says, somebody who's traveling in a car, it's the same thing, you're on the plane, you don't feel any tsar. Therefore, that's how Moshe Shtarbuch explains the shita of those poskim who say that one doesn't make a ruch. So according to this svara, one could perhaps postulate that if it was a rough flight and you got bounced around a little bit, there was a little gishmaka turbulence, when that turbulence starts and the captain puts on the seatbelt sign and you're holding on for dear life and saying Shera Malas, Efsher, a person then feels Batzar Laim Mitzupeseyem Yatzile. But the real truth is that if you understand anything about aerodynamics, it's not really any more sakana when there's turbulence. They're telling you to put on your seatbelt because when the plane is bumping around, you'll hit your head and you'll get a bruise. You can hurt yourself and the suitcases can fall off the compartment on top. But the actual flight is not in any more sakana when there's turbulence. So even though maybe a person feels like that, but that real tsar is not there. But in Chalkas Yankif, Arachayim, Simenun Hei, listen to what he says. There's a smach to the svar we just said. He says that a person should bench Gaimel on a plane. And he quotes the pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Zayin, which is the makar for the Gemara and Brachos Nandal of Mabes. Ya'al shamayim yargu tahoimais nafsham bira'a tismayog. They rise heavenward, they descend to the depths, and their soul melts with trouble. Listen to his lashon. Va'af ba'biron, even on a plane, kainhu. It's like this, like a boat. Shamachmas haruach, because of the winds, ha'aviron pisayim yorid milomata b'hatkofa yiseira. Suddenly, abruptly, it goes up and down with a very strong bump. V'nafsham bira tismaygog. And their hearts start to tremble and to melt. So there is epis svara that perhaps the turbulence is a svara to be mechayiv in agonim. The Betzel HaChachum on Chelek Aleph Simen Chaf holds like the Shittas that you should not bench with a bracha L'shem Malchus. Meaning to say, this whole machlokes of whether or not to bench, whether a Goymel, one could say the bracha of a Goymel without saying Shem Malchus, that's for sure okay. The Brisk Rav held you didn't even have to do that. But there are some bais that say that, no, you should bench Karmel, but with leaving out Shem Malchus. So the Betzel HaChachma says, one should do that without Shem Malchus. His brother, the Debrezina Rav, so in Chelik Zion, in his Kuntris Electric, Simon Pei Gimel, he argues on his older brother. And he says, even though he writes very convincingly not to make a bracha, he holds, you should make a bracha. But, Zok the Bar Moshe, if there is an emergency landing, one of the engine blows, and the plane makes an emergency landing somewhere, then even my brother, the Betzel HaChachma, and the other Paiskim, we mask him, you have to make a goyim. Because there was a sakana. The reason, because the airplane's good geld to make an emergency landing. They're doing it because it's takla sakana. So even according to the Paiskim, that on the normal scenario zone would not make a goyim, but if there's an emergency landing, then you for sure make a goyim. Then he clarified an interesting shiloh. What about if there's a false terrorist threat? And because of that, they make an emergency landing. So he says, hold your horses. Obviously, the sakana is not really there. It was a false alarm that they scared the plane into landing. But that's not a reason, according to the poiskim, like my older brother, hold not to make goyimel, but I got him to make goyimel. So it has to be that there's a real emergency that they're making this landing. There's a tshuva in Shevet HaLevi, Chelik Tes, Simon Ayin Beis, which he writes to my uncle, Rabbi Yehuda Aryeh Dunner. Whether or not when one travels on the Eurostar, the Channel Tunnel, from London to Paris, whether or not they have to bench a goyim. And both Rav Nosson Gestetner and Rav Vosner both paskin that one does not have to bench a goyim. Even though geographically one finds themselves inside the water, and your GPS and your cell phone reception perhaps doesn't work because you're under a body of water, but you are on dry land. So the sakana of the yam, those tempestuous winds and waves, are not nageya when you're in the Channel Tunnel. Therefore, one doesn't have to bench goymel. Now, this concept of bench goymel, like we said, it has to be that it's taka sakana. It's not just that it was almost a sakana, or perhaps it could have been a sakana, almost emergency landing. A near miss, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, fascinating, he says that if somebody shot at you, and the bullet missed you, it's not a reason to bench goyimel. Because you weren't in the sakana. Zoktim Shlom is Alman even more than that. If he shot at you, and he hit the glass pane right behind you, unless those glass shards sprinkled all over you, you still don't make a goyimel. Because that wasn't a sakana. The sakana is, something happened to you. He said, for example, there was a bachur who was walking, and he got his foot stuck in the elevator shaft, and he couldn't get it out. He couldn't dislodge his foot, and the elevator starts rising. That is a sakana. The last second, he wiggled free. Zoktim Shlomo Zalman. That is a sakana, because his foot was in a situation when it was stuck, and Lailenu was about to be in a bad state. And then, Baruch Hashem, he got his foot out. That was a matzav of sakana, not like the bullet that almost hit you. Even more than that, Shlomo Zalman says in the footnotes in Halicha Shlomo, in Parakhov Gim over there, he says that if somebody is in a car accident, Layalenu, unless it's a serious accident that the impact could have done damage, only then do you bench Grandma. But for a small, minor car accident that nothing happens, you also don't bench Grandma. Because that's not a sakana. So Shlomo Zalman is shedding light. That it has to be that it was in a situation of sakana, not an almost sakana. Almost doesn't count. There was a paisik in America named Rav Moshe Bick. And Rav Moshe Bick, he was the chassidish paisik in America, times Rav Moshe Feinstein. He was a very sharp man, an unbelievable, witty sense of humor. And somebody came to him with this exact shayla. He said, you know, Rebbe, I was driving, and there was a huge tractor trailer, a lorry, driving next to me with huge trees that they had just fell, and these 30 feet long tractor trailers with these trees on the back, and the guy made a sharp swerve and the tree fell off the back of the lorry, and I swerved and it just missed me. Do I have to bench Garmin? And the Vic told him, I'll answer you with a maisa. This morning My wife took my trousers and hung it up on the clothesline. She almost left me inside. Ich darf Menschen geben. It's not a sakana. It has to be that you're learning a sakana. So, just to chaz over, we have three main sheetahs about that one should bench geimel. We have the sheetah of Rav Moshe Rav Shlomo Zalman says that one has to bench geimel on a flight under all scenarios. We have the Brisker of, the Shabiner of, and of Al Belzer say under no scenarios. And we have the Chazanish and the Sa'am Rebbe said that if one is going over water. The Mishnah will continue this.
There's some soft,
what's two? Some soft. Dr. Shiloh. The one thing I want to be more. But, yeah, you know what your minig is. Really, it's not a minigzach, because the whole airplane travel is not that old. You have to ask your off. But you should know that it's a takna of vichtigizach, that if you see somebody else going up the bench goimel, tell him, be mighty to me and say amen. Why be machnas yourself into a shalom selfie bro? The Mishnah will have a part two in a week or two, which is going to give you some snippets of the second half of Birchas HaGoimel. You have what to look forward to whet your appetite. Jonathan Pollard is due to be paroled after 30 years, Nebuch Leilenu, of sitting in jail in a U.S. prison. Will he have to bench Goimel when he gets out of Mirza Shah? Not the Shiloh. On what level of Chaylush and Israpa, various surgeries, anesthesia, does one have to bench Goimel? If Yashiv holds a general anesthesia, you have to bench Goimel. Doesn't make a difference what the surgery was. General anesthesia, you have to bench Goimel, this is Sakon. Anesthesiologists have the second highest medical malpractice insurance after, I think, brain surgeons. What about Nashim? What about Ketanim? What about a katan shehigdil on the return leg of his journey? What about a different nusach habracha? And finally, did Yitzchak Avinu, when he got off of the Akedah bench, bench?